Jetzt schon.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the QU Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Aubuchon. Alongside me today in the studio, we have Jay Hamill and Michele Barletta. Fellas, how are we doing on this lovely March afternoon?
Good.
I'm great.
Wonderful. Good to have you here. All right, as I'm sure you are already aware, March Madness is upon us. College basketball teams from around the country are duking it out to decide this year's national champion. With March Madness comes bracket predictions. How well do you know the teams? Who are you riding with? What upsets do you foresee going down? It's all quite stressful trying to pick the perfect bracket. So before we get into what we're actually doing today, did you fellas make some brackets for March Madness?
I did, yes. And yeah. I'm in two different groups.
Right. How are those going for you so far?
New Year, same stuff. Mm. It's busted, but
no, I've made one. My first year actually making one, and I've been here for, this is my third year now, but every other year I've just kind of brushed it off and let the other guys do their thing. Yeah. But I made one this year. Doing all right. I got the most remaining points left, so I'm still in it, but we'll see how it goes. I mean, I've literally just looked at the teams, and if I'd never heard of the school before, I didn't pick them. So
definitely.
Hey, that's the best bracket right there.
Yes, sir. That's the way to do it. Is your national champion still in?
Yeah, I've got Arkansas.
Arkansas, I like it.
Everyone looks at me like I'm a bit crazy when I talk.
Raise your back.
They're at least still in it.
Woo pig suey, I love it. Who you got, Jack?
I got Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, Bulldogs. Good stuff. Yeah, I went out with Illinois, and it was a tough one, but you know, it is what it is. Loyola's a solid team as well. All right, so back to the reason that we're here today. We're going to relieve some of the stress that all of these, you know, these big games give you. And we're going to make another bracket, but it's got a little bit of a twist. Today, I give you the snack it. It is a snack bracket, our condensed tournament to decide the best snack food in the land. The snack it has been decided into four regions, with each region fielding eight snacks apiece. Our regions are meaty, cheesy, sweet, salty, and finally, chips. We will vote on each matchup to decide a winner. One winner from each region makes the final four. May the best snack win. All right, boys,
let's
we are
get
starting.
Into it. I can't wait.
Yes, sir. We're starting on the meaty cheesy. We've got the 1 versus 8 matchup of Cheetos versus Flaming Hot Cheetos. Jays, what's the take on this?
Oh, that's a tough one. 1 versus 8 is. Is it the Flamin' Hot Cheetos or the Jalapeno Cheddar?
Flaming Hot, not Jalapeno Cheddar.
I got to go with the regular Cheetos.
You like the regular Cheetos?
I'm with Jay on this one. You got to go for the regular ones.
I like those regular Cheetos, too. Would it have changed your mind if it was the Jalapenos?
Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite ones.
Those are very good.
Are we talking Puffs or the crunchy ones, though?
Just the crunchy. No puff. All right. Now we've got the 4 versus 5. String cheese and goldfish. String cheese and goldfish. Mike, what do you say?
To be honest with you, boys, I've never had string cheese before, so I'm going with goldfish on this
I
one.
Hear you.
Stick to what you know.
Yes, sir. Jay, what do you think?
For a snack, I'm more of a goldfish guy.
I agree. Goldfish, they go down really well. String cheese, you know, that was just more of a necessity thing that you were given back in high school, and you just ate it because you were hungry.
I think the first time I actually had goldfish was in Jay's car on the way to class.
Was it really?
I think so, bro. Like last year or the year before, you had a packet of them, and you were like, "Hey, you want some goldfish?"
The goldfish, I've only had the regular flavor, but they do have like dustings of different flavors on the goldfish, don't they?
Extra cheddar, pizza flavor.
Yeah. Does that make it better? Do you like those better than the original?
I like extra cheddar more, but yeah. I don't like when they try to get too fancy with it.
Right, just doing too much. All right. Moving on to our 3 versus 6 matchup in the meaty, cheesy region. We got Cheez-Its facing off against Jack Link's beef jerky. Beef jerky.
Not a fan of beef jerky, no.
Really?
No.
Not a fan, no.
Jay, what do you say?
Are you not a fan of beef jerky either?
I asked you.
What are the seeds of those?
We got Cheez-It at the 3 and beef jerky at the 6. But the seeds don't matter. This is all your opinion.
Oh, it doesn't matter, but I'm going with the 6 seed on this one. I'm big beef jerky
big
guy.
Big beef jerky guy.
Teriyaki bites.
That is a tough one. So we got one for Cheez-It, one for beef jerky.
Deciding vote there, Alex.
Oh, beef jerky's good, but Cheez-Its are better.
Really?
Yeah, Cheez-Its. Oh, my goodness.
Price doesn't say so.
No.
Yeah. I don't reward myself with beef jerky often.
Fair enough. Beef jerky, that one will hurt your pocket a little bit. All right. We've got the 2 versus the 7. I got a prediction on how this one's going to go. The 2 pizza rolls and the 7, another beef jerky of sorts. We got Slim Jims. Pizza rolls, Slim Jims.
It's got to be the pizza rolls then.
Pizza rolls all the way.
It has to be, boys.
Yep, that was an easy one.
That's a no-brainer, that one.
Yes, sir. All right, we have got the opening round for our meaty cheesy done, and we've got Cheetos facing off against Goldfish in the second round with Cheez-Its against pizza rolls. But first, we got to get to the first round of the other sections. Down to the bottom left side of the bracket, we've got the sweet section, the 1 versus 8 matchup. Oreos and Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookies.
Wow, that's a tough one.
You know what? That is a tough one.
Mm.
I'm a huge fan of both of those. But Oreos just bring back too many good memories from my childhood. I'm going with Oreos on this one.
Oreos, Jay, what do you say?
Oreos.
Boys, we don't have many upsets in here,
No.
And normally March Madness is full of them.
Especially this year. All right, we got the Oreos moving on. All right, 4 versus 5. We've got Sour Patch Kids taking on regular M&Ms. Sour Patch Kids, sour and sweet.
What you thinking, Jay? What you thinking?
Regular M&Ms. Hmm.
I'm more of a Sour Patch more than sweetness.
You like the sour? What do you think?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to disagree with you there, Jay. I'm a chocolate guy all around. M&Ms, it is.
Right. I used to be a big chocolate guy, and I still love chocolate, but that the sour, it just hits different.
It makes your mouth water right
it
now.
It does. It's making the mouth water right now. And it you just, you know, mix it with some water, and it's some good stuff. All I'm right. going to have to go with the Sour Patch Kids on this one.
I'll take the loss on this one.
You That's know what? Okay. For a snack, I'm the Sour Patch, but after a dinner, I go sweet.
For sure.
For a dessert or
dessert.
Something.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, the 3 versus 6 in the sweet region. We have got peanut M&Ms in the 3 facing off against Skittles in the 6.
I'm sticking to the M&Ms.
M&Ms still?
Yeah.
Now, are the peanut M&Ms better than regular M&Ms? No.
Really?
Hot take.
Because for this pick, I'm going back to the peanut M&Ms. I think those are better than regular M&Ms, to be honest.
I have to agree with you. And
I don't know what it is, but
I mean, I'm going for the peanut M&Ms purely because I just don't like Skittles.
Right. I just don't know what to think about Skittles. There's a lot of people that really like them. Somebody told me one time when I was young that the little S's, like, they stay floating around in your stomach and they don't, you know, disintegrate, which it could be true, may not be true, who knows, but it stuck with
me. Okay, what about the M's on the M&Ms? Do those float around too?
I haven't heard. The jury's not out on that one yet. I don't know. But it sounds like we're going peanut M&Ms on that. Is that right?
Indeed.
Yeah. Peanut M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms. All right. Last matchup of this sweet region. We have got number 2, Reese's Pieces, facing off against number 7, Gummy Bears.
What you thinking, Jay?
I love that peanut butter chocolate flavor. What about you?
I'm a huge fan of peanut butter. I'll eat it all day long, yeah. but Reese's, don't enjoy them.
What?
Really?
Sorry, boys.
No love for the Reese's? Now, do you think differently about a regular Reese's compared to a Reese's Pieces?
Like a
or
Reese's
do you
peanut
just not like
cup?
That? I'm just not a fan.
Neither.
I don't like Reese's at all.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Can't go wrong with that combo.
We got one on each side.
I'm giving you boys a few unpopular opinions here today. I
tell you, this is going to be a difficult one because if I go Gummy Bears, then we got the first big upset of the day, the 7 over the 2. Got
to give the upset. We haven't had an upset yet. Come on.
I love Gummy Bears, but Reese's Pieces are divine. let's see. I went with the sour over the sweet for the M&M and Sour Patch Kids. So I'm going to stick with the sweet on this one. We'll go with the Reese's Pieces. It's a tough call.
Heartbreaking.
I know. I'm sure that all of the gummy bear fans out there, Mika included, this has been a rough day for him. Okay, so down in the sweet section for the second round, we're going to have Oreos facing off against Sour Patch Kids and Peanut M&Ms against Reese's Pieces. Moving over to the salty region, the 1 versus the 8, we got popcorn facing off against Ritz Peanut Butter Crackers. Popcorn, Ritz Peanut Butter Crackers.
What kind of popcorn?
Any kind you want. I didn't make it too specific.
It's definitely popcorn there. Mm-hmm. It has to be popcorn.
I'm a popcorn guy, popcorn, too.
No matter the time of day or what you're doing, give me some popcorn. I'll eat it.
Delicious. So on a side note, with the popcorn, how do you like it?
Salt.
Salty.
Yeah.
Salt and buttery. What about you?
My favorite's movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go. We do popcorn differently back home. Like, we don't have all the mad flavors and that you've gotten in the United States, but right. We just basically get like salt or salt and vinegar or butter or what else do we have? Like cream cheese and like those kinds of flavors.
So cream cheese?
Yeah, it's literally like all the popcorns that like unflavored, right. And you get little sachets of the flavoring and you pour it on.
That's good stuff. Cream cheese. I want to try that sometime. All right, boys, we've got 4 versus 5. Bugles facing off against Funyuns.
Oh, wow.
Bugles versus Funyuns.
Gents, count me out for this one. I've got no idea what either of those
are. I kind of figured on that one. Well, I'm good either way. And since he doesn't know, Jay, you're just gonna choose it right here, man. Bugles or Funyuns? Who's got it? And tell me why.
Funyuns.
Hmm.
It gives you bad breath, but
oh,
that's it does.
The name sounds like it just gives you bad breath.
You know, like, Funyuns, yeah?
No,
it's just, like an onion ring chip. Sounds horrible. Right?
Yeah, it, that's exactly what it is. It's like a little onion ring chip that's, you know, just crispy and crunchy.
Seasoned
and just,
with.
Exactly. Like onion salt. And yeah.
All right.
Quality. So you said Funyuns?
I'm a Funyun guy.
Funyun moving on. Funyun to the next round. All right. Next up, Chex Mix at the number 3, facing off against number 6, Pretzels.
Oh, Chex Mix all the way. I'd take those pretzels out of that Chex Mix.
Definitely pretzels.
I'm going to have to go with the pretzels, too.
Really?
Yeah, what? Man. Pretzels are something different, especially when you, you know, you drizzle some chocolate all over them.
Now we're talking.
Oh, my. Hardly fair. Pretzels taking it over Chex
Mix. We're
in the
salty section. Not sweet, though.
Right. A little bit of an upset there. That is sweet. A little misleading. I would like to apologize. All right. We have got roasted peanuts / mixed nuts, just what you get in a jar, facing off against trail mix, which, you know, to be separated from Chex Mix, you know, you got to have, even though this is salty, I think most trail mixes usually involve some raisins, don't they?
They've got some raisins.
And yeah. M&M's, right?
A few M&M's.
A little this
peanut
that.
Butter chunks or whatever.
So we've got the mixed nuts facing off against trail mix. What do we say?
Trail mix. Got to be, you know, when you just stick your hand in there without looking at what you've got. Mm. You get a little taste of chocolate in your mouth.
For sure.
Best.
All kinds trail of. Mix. I like it. Trail mix is good stuff. I can get down with some mixed nuts, though. They're not too bad. Not too bad. All right. So on our salty region, the second round is going to be popcorn facing off against Funyuns and pretzels versus trail mix. Down to the bottom right, our final opening round, we've got chips. Number 1, Lay's sour cream and onion facing off against standard Ruffles in the 8 spot. What do we got?
Just standard Ruffles?
Standard regular Ruffles.
I gotta go with sour cream and onion.
Sour cream
this.
And onion.
I'm with Jay on that one.
Yes, sir.
100%.
Gotta have some flavor in there. Sour cream and onion. All right. The 4 versus the 5. We've got Pringles straight up against Lay's Barbecue. Pringles and Lay's Barbecue. Actually, if you want to make things more interesting, we could make it Pringles Barbecue against Lay's Barbecue. But either way.
Either way, I'm going Pringles. That one.
If you go Pringles Barbecue, I'm going to choose that.
But if it's just regular Pringles.
Yeah. If it's regular Pringles, I'm going Barbecue Lay's.
Mm-hmm.
You just like barbecue, AJ.
No, but I like the... To me, the Lay's barbecue chip is a lot different than Prinkle chip.
Okay. How?
I don't know. It's just, I feel like a Lay's barbecue chip or just a Lay's chip in general is not, I don't know, it's the texture or something. The Pringle chip is more solid than the Lay's chip.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's hard. It's harder.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I feel like you get more flavor with the Pringles barbecue
than you would from the Lay's barbecue. The Lay's barbecue.
Just a thinner chip.
Yeah, Lay's chips are thin, exactly. Yeah, they're more like shavings than they are solid.
I'm going for Pringles, definitely.
Pringles. We got one Pringle, one Lay's barbecue. I can't go against the Pringles. We're going to have to move the Pringles forward. Pringles.
Was that an upset or not?
That was Pringles 4, Lay's barbecue chips 5. 4 over the 5. No upset there. All right. We have got number 3, Cool Ranch Doritos, facing off against the standard Lay's chips. Cool Ranch Doritos, Lay's chips.
You know what? I've got a funny story for this one. I think we were traveling last year with the soccer team. And I got to the counter and there were all these chips to choose from. And so I asked the boys, I was like, do the Cool Ranch chips taste like ranch? And they all just like looked at me and they're like, yeah. So now, to this day, everyone just laughs at me. Every time there's those Doritos chips, everyone's just like, just basically making fun of me and saying, like, keep asking me that. So I'm going with the Cool Ranch Doritos on this one. I think they are quality.
Yes, sir. Cool Ranch. Jay, what do you say?
I agree with me, Cam. I'm a big ranch guy.
Mm-hmm. The Doritos. Saw that one coming.
Although the regular Lay's chips are probably my favorite.
Of the Lay's?
Yeah, just the plain.
Just the regular. So have you ever had, just a regular style chip with like
sour cream and onion dip?
Sour cream or French onion or any of the above?
Yeah, fire.
New level. Incredible stuff. All right, we've got the final match of the opening round. Shifting it over to the nacho cheese Doritos in the 2 spot, facing off with Fritos in the 7. Nacho cheese Doritos and Fritos, 2 versus 7. What do we got?
Boys, on behalf of my dad, I'm going for the Fritos all day long. He loves Fritos.
Fritos are quality. Good stuff. What do you say, Jay?
I got to go with the Fritos on this one.
Mm.
But if it was those purple bag Doritos...
Okay, the purple Doritos. What are those?
Jay, you sound like a guy who eats a lot of snacks, man.
I've had a lot of snacks, but the purple are the
like sweet chili.
Sweet chili.
Yeah, delicious. So good, so good. So
I got Fritos.
That's
2 Fritos.
Like
good stuff. I don't even have to make a vote. Fritos. You guys ever had a Frito pie?
No.
Ever heard of a Frito pie?
Never.
We used to serve those at high school basketball games back where I'm from. It's Fritos on the bottom, and then you put some Fritos in the bottom of a bowl, I should say. You put some chili on top of it and then nacho cheese.
We call those a walking taco where I'm from.
Really? Yeah. A walking taco?
I've seen those in the cafe a few times.
They cut the bag and you put meat over the...
Doritos. I'm talking about a Frito.
No, I'm talking Fritos, too.
This has got to be the same thing, gents.
No, but the walking tacos at the calf are in a nacho cheese Dorito bag. Who just took the L in this round of the Fritos?
The walking tacos where I'm from aren't Doritos.
They're Fritos.
Yeah, they're Fritos. And they're not a pie.
But, okay.
Well,
but
it's just called a pie. It's not an actual
no,
pie.
No, it's not a legitimate
layer.
Pie.
I get the
You're
layers,
just layering
the meat,
on
the
top of it.
Shredded cheese, lettuce, and
you don't even put any meat
cream.
On it. It's just chili. And nacho cheese. That is a Frito pie. Some people put some onions on it or something. But, yeah, classic. Classic.
Interesting.
I know it. All righty. Moving back up to the meaty cheesy for the second round. We got Cheetos facing off with Goldfish. What do we think?
I'll vote Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Me too.
Yeah. Cheetos are hard to beat. What is the biggest downside of Cheetos, though?
Those dirty fingers. Did you see the Super Bowl? Was it a Super Bowl ad for Cheetos? I can't remember who it was, but there was it was something. I think it was 2 celebrities, and I just can't remember who they were. And it was like the I think it was Mila Kunis.
Mm.
Mila Kunis, and she was they like and Shaggy. You know the song It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
And that was the Cheetos advert, and she had like all the Cheetos on her fingers.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. It wasn't me. What a classic. All right. Cheese It, pizza roll. Cheese It.
No
pizza
brainer roll. For me. What's
you thinking, Jay? What
three
you
versus two.
Pizza roll.
Yeah, I'm on Jay's side. Yeah.
I have a good feeling about this pizza roll.
Yeah,
I really
think they're going to make a run in this.
I think they're going to do really well today, felons. I do. Okay, we got Cheetos and pizza roll facing off in the next round for the championship of the meaty cheesy. Moving down to the sweet section, Oreos and Sour Patch Kids.
Oreos. Got to be.
Oreos. Oreos seeming like they're having a pretty easy route through the tournament so far as well. We have got the Peanut M&M's and the Reese's Pieces. Peanut M&M's, Reese's Pieces.
I'm going for the Peanut M&M's here.
Mm-hmm. Not a Reese's man over there.
Nope.
I got to go with the Peanut M&M's too.
Peanut M&M's.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear, Jay.
Yes, sir.
If it was regular Reese's Cup, I'm going with them. I know I've said that about
said that about
hey, man. I have my preferences.
Reese, baby. I love it. All right. So the championship for the sweet division will be Oreos and Peanut M&M's. That one's going to be over in a hurry. All right. To the salty section, popcorn and Funyuns. Well, Mikay's going popcorn because he doesn't know what Funyuns are.
Yep.
Popcorn.
Got a lot of big dogs. It seems like the one seeds are performing very well right now. Okay, pretzels facing off against trail mix. Pretzels and trail mix. That's a little – pretzels is the 6 versus the 7. Two upsets facing each other here. 6 and 7 facing off in the second round. Pretzel, trail mix.
You know what? If I've got a few dollars to my name and I've got one snack to pick and those are the two I'm picking between, I'm going pretzels all day.
Mm.
I'm going trail mix.
Why do you say?
I don't know. I think pretzels are just too plain for me. I don't know.
You like trail mix, the variety of flavors, a lot of different options?
Yeah, I rarely buy pretzels for a snack.
Right.
I don't know what
maybe
it is.
You should start.
Maybe you should. Dark right. Pretzels.
Tiebreaker comes down to you, Alex.
So I'm going to choose pretzels simply because I am not a big raisin guy, so I can't do the raisins in the trail mix.
You sat there with the bag of them picking out all the raisins.
I was that kid, yes. Sometimes I'd pick them out, and if I didn't have anywhere to throw them, then I would just, you know, leave them in the bottom. You just take everything but the raisins. Okay, down to the chip section, we have got number 1 Lay's sour cream and onion facing off against number 4 Pringles.
I'm going for the upset here.
The upset. He's got the Pringles over the sour cream and onion.
Definitely.
I gotta go with Pringles as well.
Do you know what? You know what I like about the Pringles?
What?
You can stick the container in your bag or something, and eat it like after going on like a road trip or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and they're not all crumbled up. You got a regular bag of chips in your.
That is nice, but. What if you get down toward the bottom of the Pringle can? What do you do? Tip it?
Well, open up the mouth and funnel it all in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pringles, definitely an elite travel snack. All right, down to our last matchup of the second round. We've got Cool Ranch Doritos facing off against Fritos. Cool Ranch Doritos versus Fritos. What do we think?
I'm sticking to the Fritos here.
On the Frito grind.
Sticking to those.
All right, Jay, what you got?
I got Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Leaving it up.
Another tiebreaker, Alex.
This is a tough one. Let's see. Cool Ranch is the 3. Frito is the 7. Trying to make a big push here. I don't know. All right, so I make this decision based off of, you know, just the food itself. If I had to mix it with something, Fritos, very versatile. Definitely deserves the respect. It can work with a lot of stuff. But if it's just straight up Frito flavor against Cool Ranch Doritos, I'm going to have to give it to the ranch. Cool Ranch.
My dad would be disappointed.
Oh. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Barletta. All right. So we are down to the Elite Eight. We've got Cheetos facing off against Pizza Rolls, Oreos against Peanut M&M's, Popcorn against Pretzels, and Pringles against the Cool Ranch Doritos. Got a lot of peas here in the final. Pizza Roll, Peanut M&M, Popcorn, Pretzel, Pringle. Goodness. All right. We're going to get it started with the final for the Meaty Cheesy. Big time matchup, the one versus the two, Cheetos and Pizza Rolls.
It's a tough one. It is a tough one, but I'm going to have to go with the Pizza Rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pizza Rolls.
The Pizza Rolls are, okay, so.
They're difficult to beat.
Yeah, they're so hard to beat.
Yeah.
Little sidebar here. What kind of Pizza Rolls are y'all guys moving with? What's the good pizza roll? You just like straight up cheese, yeah, combination, cheese. Pepperoni?
Cheese, yeah.
I'm straight up pepperoni.
Pepperoni's way to go. Pepperoni's
not,
good stuff.
I'm but not a fan of pepperoni in general, you know? So
That's fair. Nothing wrong with cheese.
I think people listening to this might think I'm quite a fussy eater. I'm really not.
No. Don't be thinking that. All right. Championship for the sweet division. We have got number one Oreos taking on number three Peanut M&M's, fresh off of their upset of Reese's Pieces. Oreo versus Peanut M&M's.
Got to go for the classic, yeah, James. Yeah. Got to go for the Oreos.
Mm. Oreos.
Kind of saw that one coming. Oreo. That, uh-oh, I tell you what.
What do you think? What's your vote?
I would have to go with Oreo as well, especially with a glass of some good milk, undefeated. Cannot be beat. So our left side of the bracket for the Final Four has been filled out. You've got number one versus a number two, actually. Just still two absolute heavyweights. Oreo taking on Pizza Roll. Looking forward to seeing where that one
goes.
Going to
be a good matchup.
For sure. Over to the right side now. Popcorn taking on Pretzel. Popcorn and Pretzel.
Popcorn.
Got to go for the popcorn.
Popcorn. This is going to be exciting. Popcorn's a heavyweight. I like the odds of the pizza roll. Oreo's solid as well. Moving down to the chip section, Pringles versus Cool Ranch Doritos. Pringles.
I'm sticking to my gums here. I'm going for the Pringles.
On with the Pringles. Jay, what do you say?
Oh, I got to go with the Pringles too.
Pringles. Pringles are moving on.
We're making this easy for you, Alex.
I don't even have to say much.
Final
don't
four.
Have to say much. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. We're down to the final four. We've got Pizza Roll coming out of the Meaty Cheesy division. We've got Oreo out of the sweet region. Popcorn sliding from the salty town. And Pringles coming from the chips. We're going to start it out. Pizza Roll, Oreo. Where are we?
As difficult as this may be, I'm going with Oreo.
Oreo. We got a sweet one. Oreo up 1-0. All right, Jay. Who you got?
Sweet tooth flaring up.
Sweet tooth.
Definitely, boys.
Yes,
definitely.
Sir.
I'm gonna put this one on you, Hobbs. I'm more of a pizza roll guy.
I will be heartbroken if Oreos don't go through. Yes. They're at least a championship.
How are you going to say that? Oh, man. All right. We got one for pizza roll and one for Oreo. This is tough. Has anybody got a quarter to flip? I'm
phone a friend.
Hard. This is
we could phone a friend.
Should we phone a friend?
Yeah, who do you want?
Anybody got a dongle?
Oh, for then
just put it up.
Well, I don't know if anybody would pick up at this point. Pizza roll versus Oreo. I'm just gonna have to wear this one.
Don't break my heart. Yeah.
Heading to the championship, we got the pizza roll.
Hell yeah.
Pizza roll.
I'm gonna have to go buy some Oreos on the way home now.
Yeah. So, have you ever had the different flavors of Oreos beyond the regular?
Like they've got the what is it? Like the white ones or whatever it is.
The gold,
the vanilla
ones?
Golden. Yeah, that's what golden. It's called. Yeah.
No, I mean they're good, but I prefer.
What about the different like frosting or icing in the middle of the chocolate?
I'm just
red velvet.
Really?
I think they've.
I mean,
had
red velvet birthday cake.
Listen,
mint.
If you've got it and you're offering, I'm having one.
Right,
but. if I'm buying my own, I'm buying the originals.
The originals.
Double stuffed?
That's what I was going to say. You going double stuffed?
Mega stuffed?
I don't actually know. I don't think we get double stuffed back home. I'll probably just get the original ones.
Really? Yeah.
That's an American thing.
Probably.
Yeah. Obesity. We love it. All right. popcorn squaring off with Pringle on the right side, headed to the championship to face Pizza Roll. Popcorn Pringle.
Are we talking now, like, because this is going to come down to the convenience factor?
Actually. No. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Are we talking bagged popcorn, like you buy it in the bag, like a bag of chips? Or are we talking, like, so either microwave it or make it in the pot?
You were going where I thought you were going with that. So just a little rule change here, just to make things more fair. It can be popcorn any way you want it. Or any flavor of Pringle you want.
Okay, so what I'm doing here is I'm going for Pringles simply because I feel like popcorn in a bag is not the same as like microwave popcorn or something like that. And for convenience factor, you know, the Pringles.
But he said you can have it any way you want.
Any way you want it.
It could be a movie theater tub of popcorn right here or a can of Pringles. Which one are you grabbing?
Any flavor of Pringles you want, any flavor of popcorn. All right, I'm
going with the cream cheese seasoning.
I changed my mind. Popcorn. Yeah, popcorn.
Yep.
I'm popcorn.
Popcorn moving on, boys. All right, we've got popcorn and pizza roll in the championship. It's been a long ride for both of them. Just to revisit the trip Pizza Roll had to make, opened up 2-7 on the Slim Jims, taking the dub there. Then in the second round, facing off against the 3-seeded Cheez-It, it takes another win. Moving on to the Cheetos, where it would win as well. Popcorn on the opposite side, beating Ritz Peanut Butter Crackers, then Funyuns, then Pretzels, and Pringles, and here we are now. Pizza Roll versus Popcorn. Once again, just like in the last round, any way you want it, any style you can have it. Pizza roll, popcorn. Who is the ultimate March Madness snack?
This is a difficult one. I think if Warriors were still in the game, we'd be having a totally different conversation.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. That was a tough loss, man. Last second shot rolling in for pizza roll.
Definitely a buzzer beater there. No, I'm definitely going for popcorn on this one. I'm sticking to my guns.
That's
here,
interesting.
Boys.
One definitely for popcorn.
You don't see many gifts out there of when mom makes pizza rolls or popcorn, you know, how they're cheering. Have you heard those?
I haven't seen those, no.
Yeah.
When mom makes pizza rolls and they show a picture or video of someone like celebrating.
I haven't seen that. No.
I'm going pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls. Pizza rolls are delicious, and it really pains me that I have to be the deciding vote here.
So we've got the championship game in overtime, yeah, Alex, and you've got
the ball is deciding in my court. Vote. That's right. Pizza roll and popcorn. Well, I don't know. Every time I'd come home after school and my mother made some pizza rolls, I was pretty excited. They're just so convenient. They only take like 50 seconds to cook. You get like 6 of them at a time.
50 seconds?
How long you cook them?
Might take like 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, well, I cook them in the microwave. Oh. It's speed. Time is
convenience factor.
Convenience. Honestly, it's just being lazy. But popcorn, pizza roll. You can ask both of my roommates. They know what my favorite food on earth is. So this is kind of a swayed bout here. But popcorn is going to do it for me.
Yes, please.
Popcorn has got to be top 3 favorite foods ever.
You know what? That's a bit of an upset. I thought you were going to go pizza rolls.
Yeah.
So did I.
I was giving you know, I had you in the first half. I was giving you guys the vibe of the pizza roll just to surprise you with the popcorn. So we've got popcorn as our champion, the top snack food for March Madness. Fellas, how do you think we did?
I mean, I think that's pretty good. It goes kind of hand in hand with the March Madness. If you're sitting down watching the game, what are the chances you've got, like, I don't know, a bag of M&Ms or something? You've probably got a nice big tub of popcorn watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Last you a bit longer, won't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So I want to ask you guys where like who got snubbed here? Who do you think
Oreos?
Yeah,
Oreos.
I knew that was coming from you.
That's daylight robbery there. Daylight robbery.
I think beef jerky got snubbed first round.
Taken out in the first round, beef jerky. Who'd they lose to? Cheez-It?
Cheez-It.
Three versus. Oh, there was a little little angst in there.
All right, Mikay, was there a snack on the Snack-It that you like better that wasn't on there? Like, yeah. Is there a snack that wasn't listed?
To be on? I like that.
I forgot what they called now. Oh, you guys. I mean, most people I've told that I like these, they think I'm crazy. But Milk Duds.
Oh, Milk I know.
Duds. Milk Duds, yeah. You know.
You like those?
Bro, those are class.
Milk Duds.
I could eat a box of those in one sitting, no problem.
Really? Milk Duds.
Those are class.
Quality stuff. Jay, who should have been?
The majority of my favorite snacks were on there. The only ones I was thinking about were like...
The different flavored ones.
Yeah. No. But that too. But I was thinking... some fruit snacks, Gushers.
Oh.
Fruit by the Foot. Kind of like the Little Debbie's.
Definitely. I thought long and hard about having a sour section, but I couldn't pull the trig on it. I got a couple sours
in here. Things back home called Sour Strips.
Mm. Sour Patch Straws?
Nah. They were just called, I mean, I don't know, it could be the same thing, but they were Sour Strips, and they were just coming like a huge Tupperware of they literally like these long rectangular strips, so they were just like sour. Mm. And we'd get them from like the school little tuck shop and like things like that. And then you'd just buy like six of them and they put them in a little plastic bag. So unreal. Good. Raw tongue afterwards, but unreal.
The sour will get you. Have you ever had any of those like sour Warheads?
Yep.
Those will get you. Those will get you.
No, I've never had them.
They come in like a little box that's like acting like it's like an oil drum of toxic waste.
Oh, toxic. That's what we needed on there. Yep. That's what we needed.
You
on
like
there
those?
Toxic waste. Those are the best.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. Let's see. We got, looks like that's just about everything we needed. Well, let's see. Good time, good stuff. All right, I think we can probably call it here. Well, folks, I suppose that's going to do it for us today. For Jay Hamill, Michaela Barletta, I'm Alex Abishon. This has been the QU Podcast. Thank you for lending us your ears, and we will see you next week.